do you mean you haven't packed yet? We're going now. Well, yeah, obviously, once I've done the news, yes. Look, if you're not packed and in the car by the time I'm done, you will not be coming. And I mean it this time. Come on, it's UK Games Expo. I'm damn excited, so you need to be ready to go like yesterday. Go on, go, go, go. How many pairs of pants? What do you mean? You don't wear any. Just hurry up, will you? Right, here we go, peeps. Hit it. We know IDW Games promised the Metal Gear Solid board game back in 2018, but after a slew of delays, the box was finally closed and the game shelved in 2020. Well, with patience comes fruition, as the purveyor of big boxes of plastic, namely CMON, has taken on the reins of said game and has released a few teasers this week on its upcoming release. Nope, it's true, for real this time, just 2 short years after the much anticipated adaptation of the PlayStation stealth action video game was abruptly cancelled, Zombicide publisher CMON has revealed its plans for a release next year. Based on the 1998 installment of Hideo Kojima's acclaimed series of sneaky, shooty video games, Metal Gear Solid follows gruff super soldier Solid Snake as he infiltrates the island of Shadow Moses to stop the nefarious plans of terrorist cell Foxhound and their leader Liquid Snake. The upcoming board game expands the roster of playable characters to include Snake, Meryl Silverberg, Grey Fox, also known as the Cyborg Ninja, and Hal Otacon Emmerich. Each character has a unique gameplay ability, from Snake's stealth takedowns and Meryl's guard-fooling disguise, actually represented by a separate miniature in Genome Soldier gear, to Grey Fox's corridor-clearing, high-frequency blade, and Otacon's hacking ability controlled by a separate deck of cards. The Metal Gear Solid board game's gameplay appears faithful to the careful stealth championed by the video game and its sequels. Up to 4 players, with a solo mode included, must plot their route around guards' field of vision, indicated by arrows on the base of their figures, and indeed security cameras, which will periodically switch direction to open up windows of opportunity. Players can turn each situation to their advantage by distracting guards by knocking on walls and using a full inventory of items procured on site. That includes Metal Gear Solid's iconic cardboard box used to fool enemies, with a dedicated miniature showing Snake sneaking around under the box. While stealth is a big part of the board game, being spotted and triggering an alert doesn't mean an instant game over. If things go south, or if you simply feel like it, there's the option to go loud and engage in direct combat with the enemies, using weapons from guns to claymores and explosives to take down every guard. The game will span a campaign of 14 connected missions that span the story of Metal Gear Solid, with an additional 6 VR missions with a cute nod to the PlayStation game's Special Missions expansion, serving as standalone challenges. The campaign will allow players to permanently retain items they find in earlier levels, adding them to the basic equipment they start with. As well as standard levels, the campaign will include 6 boss fights with the members of Foxhound. Gunslinger Ocelot, mind-controlling Psycho Mantis, long-range Sniper Wolf, bullet-spraying Vulcan Raven, and of course Liquid Snake, as well as a battle against Snake's frenemy, Cyborg Ninja. Like the video game, these boss encounters will feature unique mechanics controlled by a dedicated set of cards for each boss, representing their varying weaknesses and attack types. CMON confirmed on Instagram that its Metal Gear Solid the board game is virtually the same as the game announced by IDW Games back in 2018, with only a few minor tweaks from the IDW version. The main change being new artwork provided from illustrator Marco Concetto and some resculpted miniatures. At the time, designer Matsuchi, who previously created the MGS-inspired stealth game Spectre Ops, expressed his hope that the game would eventually see the light of day. Unusually for Simon, Metal Gear Solid the board game will actually completely skip a crowdfunding campaign and head straight to retail in May 2024. But don't think they're missing out on things though. Ahead of its release, Simon has announced a pre-order exclusive Integral Edition, which will include a 13cm tall miniature of Metal Gear Rex, as well as an illustrated graphic novel in addition to the standard game. Not as big as the recent Galactus for Marvel Zombicide, but it's a big mini nonetheless. Another publisher dishing out the teaser trailers this week is unusually Days of Wonder. The mysterious video posted to the studio's Instagram account shows a map of the United States, tracking up the West Coast from Charlotte and Charleston through Philadelphia and Buffalo. At the very top of the map, the Canadian city of Montreal can be spotted. More importantly, the teaser name drops Ticket to Ride creator Alan R. Moon, alongside two more big games, is Matt Leacock and Rob DeVoe. Leacock is the designer behind co-op hit Pandemic, while DeVoe is regarded as the godfather of legacy games. The revolutionary genre of board games that sees players permanently modify and customize their game by ripping up cards, applying stickers, and writing on components, all across a multi-game campaign. Following DeVoe's success with Risk Legacy, considered the first legacy game, Leacock and DeVoe previously collaborated on the acclaimed Pandemic Legacy trilogy, which spanned three numbered seasons, showcasing the designer's increasingly inventive gameplay twists and storytelling surprises. Often revealed as players opened envelopes and boxes containing new components and rules. DeVoe has also explored the legacy genre further in his solo design Seafall, and legacy adaptations of series like Betrayal at House on the Hill to Ultimate Werewolf. Ticket to Ride, of course, is Moon's beloved train game that tasks players with collecting cards before spending them to connect routes between major cities. The series launched in 2004 with its titular game set in North America, which went on to win the prestigious Spiel des Jahres Award and sell more than 3 million copies to date. Since then, the Ticket to Ride series has seen various expansions and spin-offs set in other regions across the world, as well as different time periods, from turn-of-the-century Europe to 1960s New York and 1970s London. While the apparent teaser for Moon, Leacock and DeVoe's Ticket to Ride game gives away very little, the video ends with a normal Ticket to Ride logo and the promise of more coming soon. There are a few intriguing details. The gradual reveal of the map recalls the exploration gameplay of Pandemic Legacy Season 2, in which players uncovered a post-apocalyptic United States by adding region stickers to the main board as they moved between locations. A brief glimpse at the city icons shown in the Ticket to Ride teaser show at least two variants, a normal red circle and a green icon with a silhouette of skyscrapers, suggesting that there might be an element similar to the city evolution in Pandemic Legacy, which could see certain cities eventually fall to ruin and destruction, indicated by permanent stickers placed over the spot. For now, the project remains suitably mysterious. We'll no doubt find out more in time as the teaser's post accompanying caption indicates a release date this autumn. Free League Publishing has been showing off two new supplements coming to its Lord of the Rings role-playing range. These new books take the content from previous The One Ring releases and adapt it for the 5th edition rule set used for this alternative way to dive into their take on Middle-earth. First up is Tales from Eriador. This takes the Adventure Compendium, Tales from the Lone Lands, and introduces 6 adventures for you to have a go at with your fellowship. Inside you get a Troll Hole, if ever there was one, and Kings of Little Kingdoms, and these are relatively self-contained adventures, but still hint at a growing danger. Messing about in boats involves directly one member of the company, in an unexpected way. Not to Strike Without Need and Wonder of the Northern World follow the slow infiltration of spies of the enemy. The quest for Amon Garuthos challenges the heroes to battle an ancient evil, and there's plenty of extra quests for you to dive into if you're seeking to have a guided start in the Lord of the Rings role-playing. The quests in the starter set are great but very Shire and Hobbit focused, so these might be handy if you're looking to make a more diverse fellowship intent on exploring Eriador. The second of the supplements is Ruins of Eriador, which adapts Ruins of the Lost Realm, which was originally penned for the One Ring. This is a much more wide-ranging book which explores not just some adventure ideas, but also plots locations that you could explore as your fellowship. You'll be delving into Arnor, the city of Tharbad, and explore a variety of locations that are both historically linked to Middle-earth, canonically, and some that have been crafted by the designers. The first chapter, Fog Over Eriador, offers a description of the regions that once were part of the Kingdom of Arnor, with a focus on the city of Tharbad. The second, A Gathering Storm, provides the Lore Master with a set of narrative elements aimed at building a possible future for the land of Eriador as a whole, including the description of many looming threats, Lore Master characters, and their agendas. And in Chapter 3, Landmarks, this will add 12 sites of interest in the style of the one presented in the core volume. These locations depict both historical sites mentioned in Lord of the Rings or The Hobbit, and others that have been created specifically for the game. These will be very helpful for those lore masters out there who are eager to start telling new stories in Middle-earth, and are also seeking a bit of guidance on running adventures. One game that has piqued my fancy lately, and I'll be on the lookout for it in Birmingham, is Trekking Through History from Underdog Games, after its successful campaign over on Kickstarter. Well, hot on its heels in a similar fashion from the folks at Board and Dice is the game Books of Time, which adds a unique twist on your standard tableau builder board game. Books of Time comes from Flip Glowatz and delves into the fact that all of our achievements over thousands of years have been written down and woven into books. During the game, 1 to 4 players will construct 3 great books, each with their own special abilities linked to them. The gameplay will have you introduce pages for trade, science, and industry to your book, and the combination of pages and actions allow you to build up your points. As well as adding pages to your books, you'll also need to manage your resources and meet a variety of personal objectives, which will aid you in the collection of even more victory points. The components for the game look great as well, because you actually get those little ring-bound books to add your pages to. I think it's a great way of staying on theme and adding a fun toy factor to the game. Books of Time looks like one of those games that will be worth checking out at conventions over the coming months. Please be in Birmingham. And we're over with Board Game Geek for this week's Top 5 Hotness. So these games on the list, as you know, may already be out, due to come out or crowdfunding at the moment. It tends to be a list based on what people are searching for over on Board Game Geek right now. And onto this week's top 5 games making their waves over on Board Game Geek, as of recording, obviously. In 5. Do you fancy playing God with DNA and seeing what creatures you can create as you play one of 2 new games in the top 5 this week, with the first being Biohack. In 4. Sneaking into the top 5 as only a snake would, be it solid or liquid, is Metal Gear Solid the board game as it makes itself known. In 3. The 1-4 player cooperative campaign game about adventures, exploration and fierce battles with giant monsters is Aeon Trespass. In 2. Still showing no signs of slowing down is Heat, pedal to the metal. In 1. Rippling rivers, rustling forests, wheat fields swaying in the wind, and here and there a cute little village, one of which is yours. That's Dorf Romantic, the board game. And this week on crowdfunding, we're over on Kickstarter. If we threw a true crime show, an escape room, and a board game into a blender and turned the thing on, we'd get this week's crowdfunding campaign game as a result. Murder on the Moon is the new game from the award-winning publisher, The Detective Society. The Detective Society delivers adventures filled to the brim with incredible puzzles and an exciting, intricate plot That's once you've been thrown into a deep, immersive and narrative-driven world, all in the comfort of your own home. Your detective skills will be put to the test, piecing together the evidence, solving puzzles, making deductions, and adopting the mindset of a real-life detective in order to solve the case. Murder on the Moon is the fifth game from the Detective Society. While establishing humankind's first permanent moon base, an astronaut is murdered. One of their fellow crew members must be the killer, but it's up to you to uncover who is responsible for committing the aforementioned murder on the moon. In the games from the Detective Society, you don't just interact with the physical items in the box, but a complete digital world spreads out in front of you, requiring you to investigate the lives of the characters and interact with them via email, chatbots, and more. Previous games from the Detective Society, such as The Disappearance of Claire McOver, The Sudden Silence of Timothy Lee, The Cursed Exhibition, and Trouble in Folklore Falls, which were all launched and initially delivered via Kickstarter. This time, Detective Society has everything you need to solve this mystery, all contained in one fun-filled box. That's everything you need to solve Murder on the Moon, all contained within one box. The game consists of three thrilling episodes, each taking between an hour and a half to complete. Murder on the Moon includes an exciting new addition to the Detective Society set of games. The games love a good map, and Murder on the Moon is no different, although this investigation requires you to build a 3D map of the moon base, literally adding a new dimension to all the games. You can also expect a variety of other physical items that will allow you to solve case. The rest of the box is jam-packed with official documents, leaflets, blueprints, manuals, schematics, overlays, staff passes, and much, much more for you to explore. The pledge levels for Murder on the Moon start at £45 for the base game. That's if you jump in as soon as possible, as there are a few early bird pledges left before the base game goes up to £50. £55, however, gets you the base game and an expansion entitled Countdown to Chaos, charting the time before the murder. There's also a retailer pledge, Get Yourself in the Game pledge, and a full The Detective Society collection pledge too, but I'll let you find out those for yourself. Are you done? I know, it was quick. I'm just too excited. Well, good. Say goodbye to everyone, then you can go and get in the car. Birmingham, here we come. And it's a goodbye from me, so keep safe, meeples. Keep those dice rolling, the cards shuffling, and I'm not sure what's happening next week yet. So watch this space, and if you are at UKGE over the weekend, then keep an eye out for Jason, James, myself, in meeple-minded apparel, and yes, Brian. He wanted to do cosplay this year, so he's in his Kratos garb. Hope to see you there. Oh, one more thing. Selfish plug. But I am demoing my own game creation, Push D6, over at the Playtest UK stand on Saturday morning. If you are willing and able, pop on over and have a game or three. Until then, keep safe, meeples.